Gary, you've coached a lot of quarterbacks through the years. What do you look for in a quarterback like Matt to see if you detect him losing any confidence? And what can you call to help him shake the doldrums?
You're always, when you're evaluating everybody, John, you're looking at the big picture. I mean, you're looking at every play they play, not just a play. So, I mean, I'm looking at a big body of work. I don't see, you asked me about confidence, I don't see a lack of confidence. I see some poor decision-making situations and some that he has to handle and some that we can help him handle. There's a lot of good things that are happening too, but the problem with when you play that position, if there's three or four glaring mistakes, they could be the difference in winning and losing. So that's what we're working on right now.
The fact that he was able to bounce back from the Baltimore game where your offense was bad and he didn't score a touchdown, does that make it more likely he's going to bounce back from this since he threw for 355 yards?
I mean, I think every week's a new week, John. I mean, we got to go down and play a very talented football team, very good defensive football team in San Francisco. The biggest thing today is trying to put today behind you, which is extremely hard after as hard as our football team and as well as our football team played for a great portion of the day yesterday. So that's the focus right now before we move on. But I believe in him. He's a strong kid. He's been doing this a long time. He's played good games. He's been told he's very, very good, and he's probably been told it wasn't so good. So it's a tough week. Got to work through and get ready to go again.
Can you give us updates on Cushing and Dwayne, please?
Cushing came out of the game with a concussion, like I told y'all. He was feeling much better today, so he starts the protocol process. I couldn't begin to tell you exactly where he's at in that process today. He was a part of the meetings. He was a part of everything that we were doing. Dwayne is upbeat, feeling very good today, but I think Dwayne is still a day-to-day process as we work through the weekend. We'll see. So we'll know more as we get to Wednesday. More time we get with Dwayne, the better.
How close was Dwayne to being able to play this game?
He couldn't play, bottom line. So I don't know how close it was. I mean, he pushed himself to the limit. It's not like we worked him out before the game or anything like that. So just couldn't do it.
Did you have a chance to watch Kareem's play? The penalty.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I've seen it many times. I don't agree with it. You know, I understand the rule about picking somebody up and putting them on their head. I understand that. I didn't see the play that way. Obviously, the league's got the call on that, so we'll see what they come back and say to us. As a player, you got to try to keep yourself totally out of that situation, but you got to tackle a guy too. You got to get him down. So, like I said, you know, I don't agree with it, but that's not my call. That's the league. We'll see how they respond to our questions.
Gary, with your guys' expectations this year, how concerned are you about putting yourselves in a hole early with, you know, the first two games didn't play very well, the blowout loss in Baltimore, and then yesterday kind of giving that game up?
Well, I don't get too consumed with where we are right now. I get consumed with how we're playing and what we're doing. You know, I think obviously it could be worse right now. It could be better if we get out, you know, if we win our game yesterday. So, but we just got to stay focused on our play. And it was very, very good for a good period of time yesterday, but not good enough when it was all said and done. So try to keep in perspective. We played a quarter of the season and obviously not where we want to be, but it's a long, long way to go. And we're a very, very capable football team. We know that. We got to be a more consistent football team.
Gary, did you have any injury issues other than
I was talking to Kevin coming over here. We've got some bumps and bruises. I think probably we got a little concern right now. Brandon Brooks has a toe coming out of the game. A little concerned about Brian Brayman's a little beat up. Antonio JJ a little beat up on the injury report this morning, but I don't think it's anything that's going to keep anybody from playing right now. So those are some of the names that were on it.
On that pick six play, did Matt have the freedom to audible out of it?
No, once we called it and started the motion, it was game on. So we just had a very, very poor play, like I told you.
Wade Smith came out of the game. Was that an injury or?
No, we had made a decision. You know, Wade's coming off his knee. He was playing a ton of snaps. He had played every snap going into this week. And looking at the long haul, we thought we needed to take a few snaps off of him. So we played Ben, I think, a couple of series in the game. Took about 15, 20 snaps off of Wade. Wade responded. Wade played very good in the game. always gives us everything he has. We're a little concerned about the wear and tear and what was going on, him coming back from the knee so quick. So that's why we did it.
And how short of a leash would you say Matt Schaub is on right now with the past 3 weeks?
How short of a leash is he on? He's our quarterback, you know. So, and like I said, we all got to do things a little better.
You mentioned that you took weight out because of the wear and tear on his body. Have you seen the level of play typically Wade plays with earlier on in the season? Have you seen the typical level of play from Wade Smith that you would expect earlier on this season?
Yeah, I think Wade has played well. I mean, first off, he came back probably 3 or 4 weeks before any other player probably would for his team. I mean, it's amazing how quick he got back. And like I said, what's Wade, a 10-11-year player? A lot of snaps on his plate the first 3 weeks, and we talked to him. He didn't want to do it. I mean, believe me, he wants to be out there every snap, and we just thought it'd be best in the long haul if we could find a way to get a few snaps off of him. I think I mentioned to y'all last week getting him to the bye week and giving him a good week and a half rest, I think is going to help us in the long haul. So, you know, it's just our decision as coaches, and, hopefully it helps him out in the long haul.
Could you talk about your defense a little bit? What impresses you the most?
Boy, they're playing extremely well, John. They were tremendous yesterday. We gave up the one drive, which we gave up some big third downs and second and longs, so we look back from that standpoint. But, we get turnovers yesterday, which we've been looking for. So, I mean, they've been impressive. I think they played extremely well. I know up front we're playing extremely well at the linebacker position. And we all know how Cush has played. I think Whitney and Brooks have played very, very well also. On the back end, we play a lot of man coverage. We're battling. So I'm just very impressed with where we're at defensively. I think we're a dang good defense. I think we got a chance to be great, and I think we're working toward that. So I know one thing, we're not a finished product, and we're pretty darn good right now. So I'm just very excited about what I see.
Gary Arians said this week that he was just waiting for you to give him the load. Is he as close to, I guess, Arian Foster from last season now?
Well, I would say that last week in practice, I saw the same guy that I saw last year. I mean, his practice was excellent, and it carried over to the game. I thought he played extremely well. Obviously, he played a lot more yesterday than he has in the past, and he was a factor. He accounted for, what, almost 180 yards of offense when you put his receiving and his rushing together. So I was very, very impressed, but I saw it coming last week. You could see it.
Gary, there's a lot of negativity about Matt in the media, but also in the fans. I think somebody in the parking lot burned his jersey yesterday. And does that kind of thing seep into the locker room, or how do you prevent it from becoming a distraction if it does?
Well, I mean, I think all guys are human. I think they hear reactions, and they know what's going on, and that's just a part of our jobs and what we do. I think it's it goes when you're in that. Matt and I sat together for a long time after the game yesterday and talked. And when you play that position, you're going to get a lot of credit. You're going to get a lot of blame. You got to be extremely tough, not only for yourself, but you got to be extremely tough for your teammates. And he can handle that. Heck, nobody wants to go through that, but he can handle it. And that's why he's played as long as he's played, and that's why he's been a good player.
He showed a lot of emotion right after that play. He just lying on the ground. And mm-hmm. How hard did he take that having made that decision?
Oh, it's extremely tough. I can't explain it to you. I mean, it's when you battle that hard and your team battles that hard to win a game, and something like that happens, and the emotions of the moment and what you go through is extremely difficult. I'm just glad I do what I do, that I can be there for players, and because I know what it's like, and I've been there for them when things have been really, really good, and I promise you I'll be there for them when it's not so good. And we're there for him right now. Got to help him work through this.
Gary, you said you met with Matt yesterday. What do you say to get him to clear his head, get him right, and so he stays aggressive and isn't pressing?
Well, I think the biggest thing as a coach, whether yours is this position coach or you're in a position I'm in as a head coach, I think the biggest thing you want to let players know that that you're human, how they're feeling, you know what they've just been through. And I basically expressing to him exactly what I told y'all after the game. I felt really bad about from my own standpoint, the position I put him in. I've been coaching quarterbacks a long time, so just try to talk through the situation while it's fresh. Understand how a guy's feeling, what he's fixing to go home to, and what that evening is going to be like. And start preparing for that right away, you know, as you move forward. So, but just want them to know that you're there for them more than anything.
Gary, with Foster's Carries, are you guys to the point where where you're ready to give him 20 plus, 25 a game?
Yeah, I think he worked really well last week. Now, let me say this. I got total confidence in Ben. I think Ben's playing extremely well. I don't know if Ben got a carry after the fumble. It was not a reflection of that. I mean, I have total confidence in him and talked to him today. So I want Ben, you know, on a given day, I'd love Ben to get his 12 to 15 and Aaron to get his 25 if things are going that way. So I think Arian has stepped forward, but I think Ben has continuously done his job. What did he average, 6 yards a carry yesterday? I mean, he played extremely well.
Gary, Antonio said after the game, well, people might think this was strange, if I can get word it right. He said that he had a feeling, and he thought their feeling in the team yesterday in the building was unlike any other feeling for this year, and that the blueprint was there to win. That just mistakes got in the way. Some thoughts about that?
Yeah, Antonio is a strong presence, you know, Mark, and when he speaks, you know, guys listen. He cares so much. I think you find out a lot about yourself. It's hard to walk in there yesterday after a game like that, whether you're a coach or whether you're a player, and understand that whenever you've given everything you possibly have and you don't get it done like we did yesterday, it's a very tough pill to swallow. And it's easy sometimes to not say nothing, but I think the most important thing is that you do talk about it and you say something and you let everybody know that you're committed to what's going on, and that's what he did. I mean, that's what he did as a player and continued to do it today in our meetings as a group. So we're a strong group. We're hurt. It hurts, but we're a strong group. We'll rally.
Coach, after the game, Pete Carroll and a couple of the Seahawks players said that on that pick six, they knew the exact play. They had practiced it. Is it concerning to know that they were so aware of what was coming?
I would hope they practice our plays. I mean, that's what we do. I mean, we practice theirs too. So, I mean, we scout each other and that's part of football, you know. So you got to play through it. And I think we ran some good ones too, you know. So just unfortunate.
Gary, you said that you're glad that you do what you do so you can be there for what Matt's going through. Your team to you know, every player has said, hey, we support him. But what do you say, how do you deal with the frustration the other players must feel when they're putting it all out on the field? How do you handle, like, even the
Well, there's outside? Responsibility, you know. There's always support, but, boy, there is responsibility. And the number one thing as a coach you owe to your team is to do everything possible to put them in position to be successful. And if something's going on that's not – you know, that's not giving them that chance, and that's my job. You know, I don't see it as, I guess what I'm saying is I don't see it as one player. One, there were many factors in the second half that caused us not to close the football game. But there is tremendous responsibility, whether you're Matt Schaub or whether you're Brian Cushing or Gary Kubiak. I mean, we've all got a job to do, and we all got a responsibility to do our job. Thank you.